of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex-like of the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
The music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. 10 p.m. on a Friday night can only mean one thing here at WMFO. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you on another trip back to the 80s. No special theme tonight, but it certainly won't be all random selections. That being said, let's start off with tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1985, South Africa banned airplay of all music by Stevie Wonder after he dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela. Name the song for which he won the Oscar. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is, I Just Called to Say I Love You from The Woman in Red from 1984. The 57th Academy Awards was held the night before on March 25th, 1985. Stevie Wonder became the second African-American to win an Oscar for Best Original Song. I Just Called to Say I Love You is his only solo number one hit in the UK. The 57th Academy Awards was also the first time that multiple black nominees won Oscars. Prince won Best Original Score for Purple Rain. And it's not like Stevie Wonder didn't have any competition. All the nominees for Best Original Song were heavy hitters that year. They include Against All Odds by Phil Collins from the movie of the same name, Footloose by Kenny Loggins, Let's Hear It for the Boy, also from Footloose, and that was performed by Denise Williams, and Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. As you know, if you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio. Normally, this is the point where I play the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question, but to keep things interesting, and also because I personally am not a big fan of I Just Called to Say I Love You,
what?
I'm going to honor Stevie Wonder by starting off with a track written by him that appeared on one of the most influential jazz R&B albums of the 80s that was released 40 years ago today, Quincy Jones's The Dude. Only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Well, wait, let me explain something to you. I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
About anyone else, I know you wouldn't hurt me.
You.
are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Quincy Jones's The Dude is celebrating its 40th anniversary today. We heard the track Betcha Wouldn't Hurt Me, performed by Patty Austin and written by Stevie Wonder, who is the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. The Dude was nominated for 12 Grammys and won 3 of them. Each of its 3 released singles reached the top 40. In addition to Patty Austin and Stevie Wonder, the album featured a number of other contributing artists, including Michael Jackson and Herbie Hancock. But it was also James Ingram's debut, and 2 of the album's hits were performed by Ingram: Just Once, which reached number 17, and 100 Ways, which reached number 40. Speaking of 40 years ago, Kim Carnes debuted at number 80 on the US Hot 100 with Bette Davis Eyes from her 1981 release, Mistaken Identity. And Phil Seymour peaked at number 22 40 years ago this week with his hit, Precious to Me, which was originally released in 1980. We'll start the next set with another charting single from 40 years ago this week, this time from a local band.
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Just rolling scared. Each place we go, so
er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Amadeus. war 1780 und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn, woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock, me up, my dick is fucking bass. Oh,
matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
nothing we can't shake. Well, we're absolute beginners. With nothing much at stake. As long as you're still smiling, there's nothing more I need. I absolutely love you. But we're absolute beginners. Well, if my love is your love, we're certain to succeed.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm your host, Savoir Faire. That last set started with a local band, The Fools, and their cover of Roy Orbison's Running Scared from their 1981 release, Heavy Mental. That peaked at number 50 on the US Hot 100 40 years ago this week. I know it sounds like tonight's soul theme is 40 years ago this week or 40 years ago today, but that's not the case. Because 35 years ago this week, Falco reached number one with Rock Me Amadeus. Incidentally, the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week was Stevie Wonder's 1985 Oscar for I Just Called to Say I Love You. That year, the movie Amadeus was all the buzz, having won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor. On this day in 1983, Duran Duran's Is There Something I Should Know became their first number one hit in the UK. It was released here in the States later that year, where it would peak at number four. We stepped outside the 80s briefly for Hall & Oates' Rich Girl, which reached number one today in 1977. That was their first number one hit here in the US. And David Bowie wrapped the setup with Absolute Beginners, which debuted on the US Hot 100 35 years ago this week at number 87. The 80s hair metal band of the week is up next here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I'm just checking the scene. myself for free. Cause I'm afraid to walk the streets. Never know who I might meet. I lost the beat in my feet. I don't like no mysteries. Cause it just scares me. And then I wonder sometimes, what could it be? Is it poverty, war, starvation, or crime? Could this be a new sign? Telling me my life is lost. I guess I have to fight the force. The strangest fear, it's more like a dream, but it feels so real. Cause when I'm walking down the streets, I just a rapping to the beat. I swear I saw a shadow just falling with me. I don't mean to go astray, but it's driving me crazy. Cause the things I see are not really there.
At the wheel, it is yours.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I'm Savoir Faire, and this has been another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, your source for the best music from the 1980s. A quick rundown before I sign off tonight. We started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Madam X, and we heard the track Cat's Got Your Tongue from their 1984 debut, We Reserve the Right. Madam X was formed by sisters Maxine Pertucci, who was the guitarist, and drummer Roxy Pertucci. Roxy would later play drums for the all-female metal band Vixen. Ministry's second album, Twitch, celebrated its 35th anniversary 2 weeks ago on the 12th. We heard the track We Believe. German new wave artist La Dusseldorf followed with the title track to their self-titled album from 1976. And that's in remembrance of drummer Klaus Dinger, also of New, and an early percussionist for Kraftwerk, who was born this past Wednesday in 1946. Another leftover from last week's Undercover show, where I featured all 80s-related covers, both from the era and beyond. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week is Mr. Groove, and Someone's Clockin' Me from 1983. That, of course, being his take on Maxwell's Somebody's Watching Me. I started off the show with a jazzy number from Quincy Jones and Patty Austin, so I thought I'd...
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
¿Estás escuchando un...